Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, August 6th. Coming up in today's episode, Opposition India Bloc unites to oppose a Waqf Amendment Bill in Lok Sabha. BJP proposes a joint parliamentary committee on the same. Vinesh Phogat announces retirement, files a plea with sports body to be awarded a silver medal. Mahavikas Aghadi begins election plans with a joint member meet, and Bangladesh set to get a new interim government. First up, after the opposition India Bloc united to oppose the Waqf Board Amendment Bill, proposed by the centre in Lok Sabha today, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju proposed to send the controversial bill to a joint parliamentary committee. The consolidated sentiment of the opposition is that this bill is against the constitutional values of the country and attacks the federal system of the country. This bill proposes to amend 44 sections of the 1995 Waqf Act. The bill proposes that the Central Waqf Council and Central Waqf Boards must have two women, money received by the Waqf Board must be used for the welfare of widows, divorcees and orphans in a manner suggested by the government. The provision for including non-Muslim members of Waqf bodies is another contention point proposed in the law. Another key contention is needing DM's nod for Waqf property. Samajwadi Supremo and Kannauj MP Akhilesh Yadav said in Lok Sabha today, and I quote, BJP has lost hope and is bringing in this bill to satisfy some people close to them. He called BJP Bharatiya Zameen Party. When the speaker Om Birla interrupted him, Mr. Yadav added, I have heard the BJP is even trying to limit the powers of the speaker and we have to protect you. At this point, Home Minister Amit Shah erupted angrily and said that no one can insult the chair like this. Earlier, Mr. Yadav had alleged the BJP wants to sell lands belonging to Waqf Board in the guise of amendments. Quote, all these amendments of the Waqf Board are just an excuse. Selling lands like defence, railway and Nazul land is the target, unquote. He had said in a post on social media platform X. In Lok Sabha, Trinamool MP Sudeep Bandhopadhyay said the legislation is against federalism. DMK's K. Kanimohi said it is against minority community. Quote, will it be possible for Christian and Muslim to handle Hindu temples? She asked the parliament. Defending the legislation, Union Minister and leader of BJP ally JDU, Rajiv Ranjan Singh said, the bill has been brought to make the functioning of Waqf boards transparent. However, AIMIM MP Asaduddin Owaisi opposed the legislation, calling it discriminatory and a grave attack on the basic structure of the constitution as it violates judicial independence. Quote, the government has sought to severely restrict how Muslims can manage their Waqf property, he said. During the centre stance, Kiran Rijiju told Parliament that the bill seeks to rename the existing Waqf Act of 1995 to Unified Waqf Management Empowerment Efficiency and Development Act. In short, it will be known as UMMID. And next, Vinesh Phogat has decided to file an appeal in the Court of Arbitration for Sports or CAS against a disqualification from the Paris Olympics and also announced her retirement from wrestling. Ms. Phogat has asked for a joint silver medal to be given to her. The verdict is expected to be given today. She was assured of at least a silver medal before the disqualification for weighing 100 grams above the weight limit of 50 kilograms. Ms. Phogat is a three-time Olympian and has won gold medals in both Asian and Commonwealth Games. For the past 1 year, she has also been in the face of fierce protests against former Wrestling Federation of India head Brij Bhushan Sharan Singh, who has been accused of sexual harassment by women athletes. Vinesh, who has always competed in the 53-kilogram category, was forced to come down to 50 kgs just months before the Games, after the Paris quota place in that division was locked by Antim Paghal. In any case, the Haryana government has decided to felicitate her just like a regular medalist, according to Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini. But Ms. Phogat, heartbroken over her disqualification, announced her retirement from wrestling today. She wrote on social media platform X in Hindi, and the rough translation is, Mother Wrestling won the match against me, I lost. My courage is all broken, I don't have any strength now. Goodbye Wrestling 2001 to 2024. I will forever be in your debt. As the heartbroken Vinesh announced her decision to say goodbye to wrestling, fellow wrestler Bajrang Punia took to social media and said she wasn't beaten but made to face defeat. Mr. Punia's comments highlight the controversy around Vinesh's unnatural weight gain during her post-bout weigh-in on Tuesday. He wrote in Hindi on X, Vinesh, aap hari nahi hai, aapko haraya gaya hai. You were not beaten but made to face defeat. For all of us, you will always be a winner. You are not only the daughter of India but also the pride of India. He hinted at foul play. Congress MP Shashi Tharoor said today that Vinesh Phogat is tired of fighting, shortly after the wrestler announced her retirement. In a post on X in Hindi, Mr. Tharoor said, This girl is tired of this system. She's tired of fighting. And in an unusual turn of events, the wrestler who was in the 53-kilogram category after replacing Vinesh has been deported. Wrestler Antim Paghal and her entire entourage will be deported from Paris after her sister Nisha used the Indian wrestler's accreditation to enter the Olympic Games village, but was detained by the police. The police questioned Nisha, but she was released after some time. The authorities have decided to deport Antim's entire entourage, and her accreditation has also been cancelled after this incident. Antim had earlier slumped to a humiliating 0-10 defeat until Turkey's Yetkil Zeynep in the women's 53-kilogram category. Congress and ally Uddhav Thackeray's Shiv Sena have a rough roadmap for the upcoming assembly election in Maharashtra, which the opposition alliance is hoping to win. The India bloc partners nationally and parts of Mahavikas Aghadi in Maharashtra shared seat sharing, which often turns contentious, at a meeting in Mumbai today, sources said. The sources also reveal that the parties are focusing on winnability as a key factor when it comes to choosing candidates. The leaders have decided to intercede and resolve seat-sharing issues if they cannot be resolved at the local or state level. Mr. Thackeray, sources said, has asked the India bloc to remain united and take on the ruling alliance of the BJP and Shiv Sena of Eknath Shinde. The Mahavikas Aghadi has gone through massive turmoil over the last 2 years, with the Shiv Sena and Mr. Sharad Pawar's Nationalist Congress Party splitting up into two different factions. The rebels of each party joined hands with the BJP to form the next government in the state. But in the Lok Sabha election, voters made it clear whom they backed, and it was not the ruling alliance, Mahayuti. In the 2019 general election, the BJP, which was at that time allied with the undivided Shiv Sena under Mr. Thackeray, won 23 of the 25 Lok Sabha seats it contested in Maharashtra. Shiv Sena contested the other 23 and won 18. However, this time, the BJP won just 9 seats. Its allies, the splinter units of Sena led by Eknath Shinde and NCP led by Ajit Pawar, won 8 of the 19 seats they contested. The Shiv Sena UBT got 9 seats, while the Nationalist Congress Party Sharad Chandra Pawar won 8 seats. The Congress got the highest, 13. It is being said that the Mahavikas Aghadi is buoyed by these results and is hoping to do even better in the state election. The former Chief Minister of Maharashtra, Mr. Thackeray, has dropped a hint about the alliance candidate for the top post. Quote, If my colleagues in the MBA feel that I have done excellent work, then ask them whether they want me as the Chief Minister. People will decide. He told reporters ahead of the meeting with Congress leadership. Breaking from breaking news, a tech CEO has slammed investor who says renting a house is better than buying and claimed don't listen to finfluencers. Recently, an investor ignited a long-standing debate, saying that renting a house is a better option for middle class than buying. He further added that the aspirations of the middle class to purchase a home might be a reason why they remain in the same economic bracket, rather than aspiring to higher goals of investments that could potentially lead to greater financial growth, which sparked a heated debate online. Many users commented that house is not only about the money, a house is about relaxing and knowing that even if you lose your job, share markets go down by 60%, you will always have a home, you will always have a place to live. Meanwhile, Aman Goyal, the CEO of Grey Labs AI and an alumnus of All India Institute of Technology, IIT Bombay, reacted to the post and said, Nothing is worse than being kicked out by your landlord just because someone else paid them 10% higher rent. Don't listen to finfluencers. Being able to live under your roof is a privilege. If you can afford to buy a house, buy one. Just ensure that you don't get into a debt trap. Now, back to news. Ahead of oath-taking for the new interim government, Nobel Peace Prize winner Muhammad Yunus paid tribute to those killed in Bangladesh's deadly protests that toppled Sheikh Hasina's government, saying that their sacrifices had brought the nation a second independence. Quote, "Today is a glorious day for us," he told reporters at airport in Dhaka shortly after returning to a country to lead a caretaker government. He added, "Bangladesh has created a new victory day. Bangladesh has got a second independence." Yunus called for the restoration of order after weeks of violence that left at least 455 people dead, calling on citizens to guard each other, including minorities who came under attack. "Law and order is our first task," he said. "We cannot take a step forward unless we fix the law and order situation." However, law and order situation has not been quite well this week. Bangladeshi actor Shantok Khan, along with his father and producer Saleem Khan, were lynched in the protests, and dozens of political leaders were found dead as well, mostly belonging to Sheikh Hasina's Awami League. Meanwhile, all Indian visa application centers in Bangladesh will remain closed until further noticed after unrest in the neighboring country. The online portal to apply for Indian visa now has a message. Quote, "All IVACs will remain closed until further notice due to unstable situation. The application date will be informed through SMS and it is requested to pick up the passport on the next working day." This comes a day after Delhi evacuated non-essential staff and their families from its High Commission and consulates in Bangladesh during its most volatile situation in decades. As YouTube Shorts crossed a trillion views, the company CEO thanked Indians. YouTube Shorts, a 60-second video format, which made its global debut in India in 2020, has surpassed a trillion views. YouTube CEO Neil Mohan announced on Wednesday, as he highlighted the global impact of Indian content creators. Mohan, speaking at his company event, said, and I quote, "Indian creators are making YouTube inspired by local trends that go on to define global culture. YouTube is the number one in reach and watch time in India, and we just passed a huge milestone. Shorts, which we first launched in India, now have a trillion views here," he said. YouTube is the most streamed service of connected TVs or CTV in India, with viewership growing 4 times in the last 3 years, he added. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.